Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village, I'd like to introduce Jo Ward from Victor. Hiya, Jo.
Hiya there.
Do you want to start by telling us what Victor is and what your role within Victor is?
Okay, of course. Victor stands for Visually Impaired Children Taking Action. We actually help from 0 up to 29. Our main things are activities, which is designed to improve the emotional, social and living skills of children and young people that we support. And the other side of us is grants. So we make grants available to young children who are blind or partially sighted to reach their full potential, whether it's a braille or computer, to keep in touch or just education-wise help them grow. And my role within Victor is the fundraising manager, mainly looking after the marathon runners and also overseeing the grants process.
Right. Okay. So you're running a stand at Site Village in Birmingham this year.
That's right.
Will you be there yourself, Joe?
I will be down there, yes. Okay. I'll be down there the first day. We take turns to get as many people down there as possible.
Yeah. Okay. So what can people expect to find at the Victor stand?
We've got basics at our stand. It's normally just leaflets, pens, some sweets, and just more staff there to talk one-to-one about what we do, any questions about Victor, get to meet us, our team. That's what we have to offer, really.
Yeah, so it's more about information and what support you offer.
It is, yes.
Yeah. So is it a big team at Victor? Are there a lot of you? Or?
No, we're quite small. At the minute, there's seven overall, and that includes the chief exec, a few part-timers, but we're a very small team doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
And a lot of people may seem we're bigger from our website and things we do, but we're quite a small team and just trying to get on and pull together as a team, work, sharing different departments of the within our charity to help each other out.
Yeah. So your events, they're not just in the UK, are they? You do holidays abroad, don't you?
Yeah, we do activities abroad. We do a couple of overseas. They're mainly for the over 18s at the minute. They've just gone back to Slovenia. Last year they went to Poland. They did a cruise in America. And they're always looking for new adventures around the world.
So how does it work? If somebody wants to go on a Victor holiday, I'm assuming that there's a lot of sighted support there. And is it one-on-one or...?
It isn't one-on-one. Quite a lot of it is to promote independence. A lot of time it isn't one-on-one. People, participants are there to come along and know how to go into the sort of airport and promote confidence themselves. And eventually, we've actually had a couple of people who've been on a couple of our trips. And then following that, they've decided to go on holiday themselves with their friends, completely on their own, and do that whole experience independently.
That's great. That's really rewarding, I would imagine.
It is, yes. No, just to see them, especially haven't been out of the country before, and a couple of trips with us, they end up sort of arranging their own sort of trips, which is the whole sort of point of it, is to give them confidence whether to go upper end of the UK or the upper end of the world. They know they can do that. And visually impairment shouldn't really stop them. Just need the confidence and a bit of backing behind them to do that.
Mm, yeah. So if people can't make it to Site Village and they want to get in contact with yourselves, how can they do that?
Our main port of call is always by phone. Always pick up the phone. We're always here to happy talk. Any questions, we're always happy to answer. Another avenue is email. admin.victor.org.uk is the main centralised ones. And we do have individual account email accounts for, say, marathon, activities and grants. So if you're interested in grants, it would be grants@victor.org.uk. Anything to do with attending one of our activities, whether that's from 0 to 29, that will be activities@victor.org.uk. And if you're interested in fundraising for us, of course, keep us going, is fundraising@victor.org.uk.
That's great. So do you have the phone number to hand off the top of your head?
Yes, do apologise. Our number is 01908-240-831.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for giving us your time, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your call.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.